Listening Library presents Save the Frogs by Sarah L. Thompson and Chelsea Clinton. Read for you by Gary Tiedemann. With a letter written and read by Chelsea Clinton.
Dear reader, when I was around your age, my favorite animals were dinosaurs and elephants. I wanted to know everything I could about triceratopses, stegosauruses, and other dinosaurs that had roamed our Earth millions of years ago. Elephants, though, captured my curiosity and my heart. The more I learned about the largest animals on land today, the more I wanted to do to help keep them and other endangered species safe forever. So I joined organizations working around the world to support endangered species and went to our local zoo to learn more about conservation efforts close to home, thanks to my parents and grandparents. I tried to learn as much as I could about how we can ensure animals and plants don't go extinct like the dinosaurs, especially since it's the choices that we're making that pose the greatest threat to their lives today. The choices we make don't have to be huge to make a real difference. When I was in elementary school, I used to cut up the plastic rings around 6 packs of soda, glue them to brightly colored construction paper, purple was my favorite, and hand them out to whomever would take one in a one-girl campaign to raise awareness about the dangers the plastic 6-pack rings posed to marine wildlife around the world. I learned about that from a book, 50 Simple Things Kids Can Do to Save the Earth, which helped me understand that you're never too young to make a difference and that we all can change the world. I hope that this book will inform and inspire you to help save this and other endangered species. There are tens of thousands of species that are currently under threat, with more added every year. We have the power to save those species, and with your help, we can. Sincerely, Chelsea Clinton.
1. Anywhere there's water, where frogs live. Some endangered animals aren't easy to find. You probably won't spot a tiger in your backyard or a polar bear strolling down the street. If you're looking for a frog, though, you're in luck. There are frogs and toads on every continent of Earth except Antarctica. Not every kind of frog or toad is endangered, but many of them are. You'll find out in Chapter 3 why the world has become such a dangerous place for these small animals. What's the difference between a frog and a toad? Well, not much. A toad is just a kind of frog. Usually a toad has bumpy skin instead of smooth, and short hind legs instead of long. But there are some frogs with bumpy skin, and there are some toads with long legs. It just depends on the name given to that animal long ago. Frogs worldwide. You'll find frogs pretty much anywhere with water. Swamps and ponds and streams are great places to look for frogs. But frogs can also live in forests, on mountains, and even in deserts, and on the icy tundra where the soil deep underground is always frozen. In the Arctic Circle, so far north that the sun doesn't rise in the winter, you can find the wood frog. This amazing animal freezes nearly solid in the winter. It doesn't move. Its heart doesn't even beat. But it's not dead. It survives because its body replaces most of the water inside its cells with a kind of sugar. Water expands when it freezes. Sugar does not. So the sugar allows much of the frog's body to be frozen without harm. When spring arrives, the frog's body thaws, its heart begins to beat again, and it hops back off to its normal life. In the warm, damp rainforest of Central and South America, you might spot a poison frog. There are about 180 different species of these tiny frogs, and they are some of the most colorful animals on Earth. Their bright hues aren't just for show. They warn other animals that the frog's skin contains a liquid that can kill anyone who tries to take a bite, or at least make the predator sick. The golden poison frog is one of the most dangerous. It doesn't grow more than 2 inches long, but each little frog carries enough poison to kill 10 people. If you visit African rainforests near the equator, you might find the largest frog in the world, the Goliath frog, also called the giant slippery frog. With a body 8 to 12 inches long, it weighs more than a chihuahua. In the deserts of Australia, you could come across the water-holding frog. If you were very thirsty, that would be a good thing. During the rainy season, these frogs gulp down as much water as they can hold. When the rains stop, they burrow deep into the dirt to stay cool and moist. Their underground burrows are lined with many layers of the frog's own shed skin, which helps to keep the animal from drying out. If you were lost in the desert and ran out of water, you could find a patch of mud and dig down to turn up a water-holding frog. Then hold it over your mouth and squeeze. It would release the water it's holding, and you'd get a drink. The indigenous people of Australia have sometimes used these frogs as a source of water in an emergency. In the jungles of Southeast Asia, you might look up at the trees and spot a Wallace's flying frog. These small green frogs are also called parachute frogs, and they have black webbing between their toes. When they jump from tree to tree, they spread their toes wide and also stretch out flaps of skin along the sides of their bodies. They can't really fly. Only birds and bats can do that. But Wallace's flying frogs can glide as much as 50 feet in a single leap. You can find the common toad in most European countries, living in forests, grasslands, gardens, or under hedges, where they hunt for slugs and snails. In the spring, these small brown toads make their way back to the ponds where their eggs hatched. This can be difficult if they have to cross roads. So, in parts of the UK, there are volunteers called toad patrols. They watch the places where toads are known to travel to make sure they can get across the street safely. And finally, if you live in North America east of the Rocky Mountains, you've probably heard a bullfrog. They don't measure up to the Goliath frog, but they are the biggest frogs on the continent. Each can weigh as much as 1 pound. Hang out near the edge of a lake or pond, or by a slowly moving river in the springtime, and listen for the bellow of the male frog. It can be heard up to half a mile away. No matter where frogs live, North or South America, Asia, Europe, Australia, or Africa, they need water to survive. That's because they are amphibians. A double life. Amphi comes from an old Greek word that means both. Bien comes from another word that means life. So, amphibian means an animal that lives a double life, both in water and on land. There are three groups of amphibians: frogs, salamanders, and a rare snake-like creature called a caecilian. You say it like this: caecilian. All amphibians have backbones, or spines, and all are cold-blooded. That means that their body temperature is about the same as the air or water that surrounds them. Most amphibians are small, but not all. The biggest one, the Chinese giant salamander, can grow almost 6 feet long, longer than you are tall. Amphibians have moist skin, with no hair, fur.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?